www.voiceamerica.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
All right, welcome everybody to a special spooktacular edition of the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show, rocking the health world every week here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. And who are the real ghosts and goblins for whom we should be afraid? Be very afraid. You know what we do here on the show, of course, is go well beyond fear and give you the solution so that you no longer have to walk in fear. But we're going to talk about those things for which maybe you should have genuine fear. This special Halloween edition of the United States of Health Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome. Placebo fraud rocks the very foundation of modern medical science. That's right. Special reveal, if you will, for my dear friend Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. And already the quackbusters are out. They're outraged, outraged at anybody but they themselves can discredit their own bogus science, pseudoscience. And really scary stuff when you think about it. 106,000 Americans dying at the hands of government-sanctioned modern medicine approved by FDA every year. Bare minimum. Bare minimum. Where is the outrage from the medical community? Where is the outrage from FDA? From the CDC? Do they love that these hundreds of thousands or over a million Americans have died due to FDA-approved pharmaceuticals since 2000, since the Barbara Starfield report was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association? Who wears the scariest costumes in America today? Is it your Dr. Smock? Not Dr. Spock. Is it your Dr. Smock? Or is it an FDA agent? Or is it the American sheeple? These are the questions I ask. And we will answer over the next couple of hours on GCN at GCNLive.com, also at TalkStreamLive.com. RobertScottBell.com is where we rock the health world. Stories we will be covering include the top of the list, the top of the top 10 list. I mentioned this on the Savage Nation earlier this week. Drug makers topping the list of the Department of Justice fraud settlements. 8 out of the top 10, and they make it top 10, top 1, hands down. No one comes close. Also, we'll talk about some scary police state activity, as in Baltimore. Yes, there are police giving you citations for selling or buying trans fats. Oops, you've got too much trans fat. We're signing a fine. Oh, that's how we're going to get out of this economic nightmare. The government doesn't have enough money. They'll fine you if you sell trans fats. We're not big fans of trans fats here, but we are even less big fans of big government. Uh-oh, that maybe means that I will be diagnosed, and all of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show will be diagnosed with oppositional defiance disorder. According to the government and government psychiatrists, you may be suffering with ODD. And I'll tell you why. If you don't have ODD, there's a problem. If you do, you're in good company. We are the people. You are the person right out there listening right now that is possible. It's the only possibility we have of salvaging the republic if you have ODD. And why is it that Monsanto is paying farmers to spray rival herbicides? In other words, other company stuff they want to spray on your farmers, what do you call it, your land? We're going to get into that, too. Francis Tickey is going to be joining me a little later. He's running for Department of Agriculture, the head of the Department of Agriculture in heaven. No, I mean Iowa. Iowa. And I'm going to shock you. Because this will be the first Democrat endorsed by the Robert Scott Bell Show. And just to let you know, it's about freedom. It's not about a D or an R. And Francis Tickey will be joining. We'll introduce the Happy Cow song from my dear friend Arthur Lee a little later in the program as well. If you'd like to be a part of it, give you a number to call me. 800-259-5791. That's it. Write it down. If you want to be part of the show today, this is how you do it. 800-259-5791. If I get a chance, I've got some interesting email questions. One particular, related, was it a cancer question or a urinary? Well, there's a lot of, we'll have to see on one of the breaks. I'm going to review some of that. If you need some health info that you're not getting anywhere else, you're also in the right place. Right here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Sign up at robertscottbell.com. It is that simple. It is free. You will get email alerts and updates. You'll know the things we're doing and how to see through the propaganda parading as news. So let's dive right long, headlong in. And, of course, Scott Kennedy, my dear friend, will join me talking about some of the frauds perpetuated on you, the American out there that hopefully has woken because you're listening to this show. No longer will suffer from cancer, or if you do, you'll find your way out, because there is a way out, and it requires no permission from government. In fact, if you're asking permission from government, you may never get out. That's like waiting for Godot. But this placebo fraud, I'm going to quote here, you know all those thousands of clinical trials conducted over the last few decades comparing pharmaceuticals to placebo pills? Well, it turns out those studies must now be junk, trashed, utterly non-scientific. But yet the quackbusters who will attack Mike Adams on this, because he is basically throwing out, the gauntlet to them and throwing a wrench in their plans of global world drug domination, are now going to have to answer for the fact that, well, these drug studies, very few ever even mentioned what their placebo was. What was in their placebo? Now, those of you who don't know about the placebo effect, that's the impact of if you believe you're taking a medicine, and how it impacts you in a certain way that you're expecting that it would, right? You have, diabetes. You take a placebo. A sugar pill. Oh, my gosh, no, that might not work. See, this is where, this is the rub. Because if you're dealing with, for instance, an AIDS patient trial, and, of course, these people are weak and devastated, maybe very lactose intolerant, very common, and you provide a pill that is basically lactose sugar, that could create symptoms that worsen for the placebo control group compared to those taking the drug. So it would, in fact, impart a better view of the drug for which they must prove statistically relevant, significant differences. This gets into high-level, scientific design and all of that. We're not going to go in and bore you with those details. But the fact of the matter is placebo-controlled studies are considered the gold standard. Yet they never acknowledge, these so-called quackbusters, that it was Samuel Hahnemann, Dr. Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathic medicine over 200 years ago, who identified the placebo effect, coined the term placebo, recognized it, acknowledged it as a very real part of healing. That is, your belief impacts your ability to heal or not heal, which is why I would urge you not to believe anything a doctor tells you, especially a cancer doctor, when they say, oh, you only have 3 months to live. Or if they tell a family member, your family member only has 3 months or 2 weeks. They are sentencing you to death if you believe their words. It's kind of like the dangerous stick of the shaman. You know, you go off into a tribe somewhere in what we'd call a primitive culture. And they have the one guy with the stick. If he points the stick at you, 72 hours later, you're dead. Simply because you believe it to be true and it happens. And that is a very real effect or very real impact. And what we're dealing with is black magic on a very large scale with modern medicine and these so-called placebo-controlled trials to convince you that what they're doing is actually rational and scientific. When there is no basis for putting intoxicant poisons, synthetic, FDA-approved, patented pharmaceutical drugs in your body to undo damage that was caused by toxicity, caused by nutritional deficiency responding to, if you will, the toxins that were put into you because the government approved so many thousands of synthetic, I wouldn't say nutrients, but synthetic substances in the food supply, in the water, whether it be fluoride or other things, depleting your body of vital trace elements that no longer exist in your land-based diet. And if it's a drive-through based diet, it's no diet at all unless it's a diet for death. I know, it's Halloween, I can speak these terms. And I'm not trying to scare you. Just if you haven't already woken up, I know longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show already know much of this. But I'm talking to the new guys and gals out there. You know who you are. Hearing this message of rationality, imagine that, saneness, yet they would claim if you have ODD, oppositional defiance disorder, if you don't believe the government, lockstep, if you suspect that drugs may be toxic, if you want to eat whole, organic, unprocessed, and raw foods, if you want to drink raw milk, the government and the government-sanctioned psychiatrists think you have got a disorder that you need to be drugged, or you need to be corralled, you need to be put in a rubber room. No, they need to be put in a rubber room. They are the insane ones. You are the one that is clearly sane, rational, thinking, questioning. As Ronald Reagan said, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Now, what are they going to do? Say Ronald Reagan had ODD? I guess if it's convenient to the Obama administration, they'll claim it. And this is what we've got going on, the Robert Scott Bell Show today, as well as the town that banned mercury amalgams in California. We'll cover that. But you know there are no FDA rules really regarding placebos in clinical trials, defining them, what they are, or that you even have to say what they are until now. We're calling them to the carpet here. And the quackbusters are crying in their spilt FDA pasteurized, homogenized milk. Let them cry. It's Halloween, for goodness sake. Yeah, we're scaring them. You're scaring them because you no longer buy into the party line, and that's a good thing. I'm going to talk more about these placebo-controlled, uncontrolled studies and what that means, and also the fact that there, in the big picture, there is no such thing as a true placebo-controlled study, and I'll explain that too. But only on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Coming back with more powerful healing, Scott Kennedy joins us at the bottom of the hour after this. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperSeaVeg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, what a scary Halloween this is on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show, covering things that would frighten the average FDA bureaucrat and a medical doctor who blindly believes that they are there to protect the public from dangerous food and drugs, when in fact they are facilitating some very dangerous and scary things happening to the American public. Welcome, my friends. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, 800-259-5791. If you've got an idea for the scariest costume you see now in America, I mentioned one, your doctor's smock, that was one, coming dressed as an FDA agent. That would be pretty scary. If you have some other thoughts on that, let me know. I do have another, I will reveal the scariest costume. I will reveal it sometime during the show today, this hour next, and it will be frightening out of your wits. Out of your wits. No, even Rod Serling couldn't be this scared, and I'll share that with you a little later. Now, I'm going to talk to you about how the placebo-controlled studies are designed to fail by definition in a moment. But first and foremost, courtesy Mike Adams, thenaturalnews.com, the Health Ranger, how to make your own placebo just like clinical researchers do. Now, this is a step-by-step recipe, so ready. If you want to take notes, go ahead. Otherwise, we'll have it linked. Actually, I do, at robertscottbell.com in the text for today's show. Step one, find something shaped like a pill. It could be a pill full of olive oil, white sugar, palm oil, fluoridated water, chalk dust. Oh, yeah, got to love the chalk dust. Synthetic chemicals or just about anything else you can imagine. All right, step two. You ready for this? If you're driving right now, please don't do step two. Otherwise, close your eyes and get ready to concentrate. Then we move on to step number three. This is an important part. According to Mike Adams, we got to repeat out loud five times while turning counterclockwise. I am a scientific researcher practicing evidence-based medicine. I am a scientific researcher practicing evidence-based medicine. Say this until you really, really believe it. Because if you don't believe it strongly enough, the placebo effect will be ruined. Nope, won't work at all. You've got to have this powerful belief. This, I guess it is a bit of sorcery, isn't it? Well, it's good. It's Halloween. We can do that today. Step number four. Now thrust your palm in the direction of the placebo pill and shout at the top of your voice, you're now a placebo. Poof. You are now a placebo. Now, if you feel a shiver going up your spine, energy coursing through your body, or that shiver coming up Chris Matthews' leg, that's the power of the placebo reaching out into the pills. And that's basically how you do it. Now, of course, obviously, it's a little bit of an exaggeration. Go with me here. Go with Mike Adams right here. But the idea is, for those egghead scientists who like to critique and criticize alternative, as they call it, medicine, non-synthetic, non-pharmaceutical, non-FDA-approved herbs, supplements, even homeopathic medicine, which is regulated by FDA as a drug, they would utilize this so-called mantle of science, pseudoscience, as I would call it, against you to say, it's not scientific what you do. Well, every I must be dotted, every T must be crossed, everything must be described. And yet I'm seeing these so-called quackbusters, quackpots out there trying to attack Mike Adams now, simply because he's pointing out what their own people pointed out. This was a meta-analysis study looking at these studies to say, hey, why did you say what the placebo was? How are we supposed to determine if the effect that you find to your drug is actually measurably, statistically significant? And if you haven't even described the placebo, that is grounds to throw it out. Heck, they threw out Wakefield studies on the MMR. Right? The link to autism. Because, not because the findings were corrupt, but because they said he collected certain things a little wrong. Which actually, in his case, did not, in Andrew Wakefield's case, did not alter the findings at all. But they had to discredit this man because more of you are waking up and recognizing the fallacy of government-sanctioned medicine. It is a religion. These so-called quackbusters are worshiping. And they don't like the fact that you're leaving their church. the church of biological mysticism, as my dear friend John Rappaport called it so many years ago so correctly. And the placebo effect is something that can never be fully accounted for, even if you described what the placebo was, because there is what? A human element always present. Okay, you might say these docs and these FDA agents are more like robots. Maybe you've got a point there. But the fact is, if you're a patient in one of these clinical trials and you happen to like or dislike the doctor or nurse delivering the med or placebo, that alone could be enough to impact how you respond and react to the medicine or non-medicine they give you. But they can't account for humanity. No. That is something far out, man. That is, for them, that's spooky, or that's esoteric, or that's not scientific. The fact that you're human and you have emotions and you respond and react to stimuli, to people, how they look. Do they smell bad? Do they look funny to you? They remind you of Uncle Joe, right? That can never be considered and accounted for in the so-called placebo-controlled design studies, whether they tell you what the placebo is or not. So I'm telling you the entire gold standard in modern medical trials is a sham, is a scam to begin with, designed only to convince you that they have some higher authority, they're connected to something that you can never be connected to because you don't have a degree from a high-level medical institution or scientific PhD piled higher and deeper egghead award to prove that the drug is better than nothing. Whereas you find that in many cases, these statin drugs that they're comparing are comparing to other statin drugs and not to placebo, right? The cholesterol-lowering medications for which I've discussed for years and years and years, the nonsense that it is, the medical drivel, the idiocracy of modern medicine when they try to convince you that a life-saving, sustaining fat in your body known as cholesterol is great evil. That is the cult that modern medicine gets away with calling something that God created evil in your body, cholesterol, which is giving you the sustenance, the endocrine function, the hormones to stay alive, to thrive, to reproduce, to have children, to stay well into old age. And with cholesterol, of course, and the lowering of those fats via statin drugs, they are basically condemning grandpa and grandma and now aunts and uncles and moms and dads at younger and younger ages to cognitive decline, to muscular decline, to congestive heart failure, simply because they've run placebo-controlled, specifically designed. Well, okay, I'm sorry, we didn't even use a placebo in the statin drugs. Does it matter to you? It matters to me. And it matters to any of you who want to be healthy again, who no longer want to be victimized by government medicine, the government pharmaceutical industrial complex, which is indeed the spookiest of spookies, just about, here on Halloween, the special Halloween edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you'd like to chime in with your favorite scary costume that you think in real life that happens every day, I want to hear from you. The number is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, and you can call up anytime. We're going to be joined by Scott Kennedy in the next segment. We're going to be talking also about Nixon declaring war on cancer. Hey, how many cancer cures have been created by the synthetic chemical warfare that have been sanctioned since Nixon in the 1970s? Anybody have a number you want to throw out at me? What's happened since big pharma and big government became one? Drug makers now appear at the number one top of the list of the annual Department of Justice fraud settlements. You've got to be kidding me. No, Scott Kennedy joins me next. We're going to talk about reversing cancer on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with me.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing ClipHanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. ClipHanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, ClipHanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, ClipHanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with ClipHanger. ClipHanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your ClipHanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing ClipHanger and the ClipHanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your ClipHanger today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, rocking the health world on this Halloweener. Of course, this is the day we want to keep you on organic whole foods. I know the kids are going to want to indulge in sweets and treats, but please avoid. You can do this. There are a lot of organic treats that are devoid of the colors, the flavorings, the additives, preservatives. There are ways to go. You can still keep the kids having a good time this Halloween. We'll talk maybe a little bit more about that. I was talking about costumes. Before we go to Scott Kennedy from Super C Veg, Nikki's holding on in Atlanta, may have an idea for a spooky costume. I mentioned an FDA agent. Do you have something scarier?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Michelle Obama. Go ahead, Michelle Obama, with her bulging eyes and the big teeth.
Okay, we got another winner out there. Thanks for the call.
This is Mickey, by the way, not Nikki.
Oh, okay, call screener. There you go. It's hard, the M's and the N's. Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Hey, Scott Kennedy, my goodness, we've got something going crazy out there. I mean, because Big Pharma is being revealed, big medicine, big government, all of that as a very corrupt, large conglomerate, working all for the, let's say, the limitation of our health and awareness of health, and to limit us from not only knowing about it, but what to do about it. And so that's, for me, one of the scary things happening every day in this country.
It is, and thanks for having me on, Robert. You know, it's funny, we when we're healthy, we can begin to see through these disguises, you know, whether they're puppets, which are what most of the politicians are at the higher levels now, working for big corporations, or they're, you know, they're coming in and out of the FDA, going in, going out to the pharmaceutical industry, because those are the experts, people in that industry. And so the U.S. government's a wholly owned subsidiary of the pharmaceutical industry. So we have to see through that, and to see through it is to be healthy.
Yes.
And if we can't see through it, we become stupid. In other words, you look on some of these mainstream vitamins, they show fancy rainbows, or they show a nice country setting. If we don't see through the bait and switch, they bait us in with the truth, because we're all suckers for the truth. That's not a bad thing, except we're naive when it comes to what are they trying to deliver. So everybody sells with the truth, even the adversary. I mean, even the drug companies. Look, they got the lady and the guy walking on the beach.
Yeah.
And then the fine print, they've got all the stuff that's going to kill you in there. And so we have to be able to see through that facade. And Halloween's a great way to look at that, because it's like the Day of the Dead. I mean,
yes.
That's what we're going to be if we don't wake up and see through
the living dead. I'm going to get into some more of these costumes I think are very scary. In fact, the scariest costume worn by millions I'll talk about later today. But drug makers' top list of the Department of Justice fraud settlements, 8 of the top 10 settlements related to fraud in the last year were basically the drug industry. Where are the dietary supplement companies? They say, like Dean Adell says, oh, that's the fraud. You're free to be fraud by them, right? Where's the fraud happen? I don't see it. It's happening from the drug industry, you doofus.
Yeah. Yeah, if we make any kind of claim, or even if we imply a claim that says blueberries have antioxidants, and antioxidants can prevent cancer, which are what the National Cancer Institute has found in 31 different cancers can be stopped with the antioxidants. We can't make that claim because it hasn't been proven as a drug. And so one day soon we're going to go up against that legislation.
Yes.
That you can't treat, cure, or prevent a disease unless you're a drug, which is insane because
it is.
Drugs are sorcery.
Well,
like you
got
to be a sorcerer to heal anybody.
You must have ODD. The government says you have ODD. You don't trust them.
Yeah. Oh, I'd probably be a terrorist if I don't trust Big Brother, right?
Well, right, exactly.
My idea of Big Brother is a good guy that defends us, that helps us, that fights for us. That's my idea of the good brother. This Big Brother is the anti-brother, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Whether it's Obama or whether it's, you know, whoever is up there. I mean, it really was Dick Cheney was the president for 8 years. It wasn't Bush. I mean, really, we got to see through those puppets and the facade. That's
right.
Bigger than the guy.
So we got
the guy at the front.
So we got a Dick Cheney mask that's pretty scary. How about a Kathleen Sebelius mask? It's pretty frightening, too, I'd say. So we got some good ones coming on. And I want to talk to you about, we got to go to break. We're going to do another segment together with Scott Kennedy. We'll make sure everybody knows how to get supercveg.com. But also the war on cancer declared by Nixon, you know, 40 years ago now, just about. I want to ask Scott Kennedy, have they developed even one cure for cancer through Big Pharma and the billions of dollars of taxpayer funds stolen from you to go into research slush funds? What have we accomplished? And we'll talk to you about what you can accomplish with whole food nutrition right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
I hope your Halloween is rocking. This is the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. We're back, and we're talking about some amazing things. My dear friend Scott Kennedy from SuperSeaVeg.com. This is the seaweed we utilize here at the Bell family household, and I hope that you will as well. And cancer is the question, as we've destroyed the placebo-controlled mythology of modern scientific pseudo-medicine, and so much more that we're going to do. If you have an idea for a scary costume, we've had a few. We did have a caller who thought Michelle Obama was scary. I mentioned Kathleen Sebelius. I think Merck's head of vaccine division, Julie Gerberding, that was one of the scariest masks I've ever covered over the Halloweens on the air here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But I've got some other ideas we'll be letting you know throughout the show today. And, of course, if you'd like to be a part of it, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Before we get to Scott, my dear friend Christopher Barr, who's written so many wonderful things we've talked about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, joins me on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now, in fact. Chris, welcome back.
Oh, well, good to be back. Busy here, especially this Breast Cancer Awareness Month, getting out the word about selenium. You know, I learned back in the 70s from Dr. John Myers, an MD who was an OBGYN, of the importance of iodine for breast health. And at that same time, Dr. Gerhard Schrauser, from the University of California, San Diego Medical School, talking on selenium, that if every woman in America got 200 micrograms of selenium daily, the rate of breast cancer would dramatically decline in the space of a few short years, said Dr. Schrauser. And we've since then seen numerous studies with exactly that amount, 200 micrograms daily, with dramatic reductions in cancer and increases in immune status. So, and then when you learn that selenium and iodine actually magnify the effects of one another when utilized together, you've got a bang-bang combination with Super Sea Veg and the selenium from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com.
Yeah, and speaking of the Scott, you know, we mentioned about the war on cancer. I know this is a topic you've been covering for many, many years since Nixon declared war on cancer. How many cures have they found, synthetic modern medicine?
Oh, they, you know, they haven't found any cures, and of course we can't either because they can't. But I can tell you this, the people that eat seaweed every day, whether it's from our company or not, we do have the most profound blend of marine plants ever put together in the history of mankind. I mean, and I do this personally for myself and my family, and now I make it my living, and I have for a long time. But people that eat seaweed every day and are getting what Chris says, that selenium, that the iodine, and so many other nutrients every single day, none of my customers over 27 years has ever been diagnosed with cancer after taking the sea veg every day. And you know, all the numbers support this worldwide and in Asian cultures. But, you know, it's scary when they say to me, and that's, I think the scariest costume is this guy who's got a white coat on, a white smock, and he's got a mask over his face, and he's holding a syringe straight up in front of his eyes, watching the solution pop out the top. And on the other hand, he's got a scalpel, and in his mouth he's got a pen, which is the worst tool or the most horrible tool a doctor could ever use, and that's the pen to write the prescriptions. Mm-hmm. And that Dr. Mengele idea that now they're going to get into our genes and put these solutions in our genes, that to me is the epitome of horror. And that's where we are today in medicine, American medicine.
Yep, indeed. And by the way, I'm getting reports from my listeners. They're very grateful to you, Scott. I mean, some of them have actually called you. You've been willing to talk to them, help them out of some certain things. And again, it goes to the heart of what you are all about and why I feel so good about having you on board here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and so grateful for having you on board. And Chris, of course, you know the history of the remineralization of everybody that comes to you, as well as a critical component from food sources to reverse disease and promote good health, that which we are not allowed to do, according to Obamacare.
Well, we're certainly not allowed to talk about that. They're trying to get legislation through on that, actually, as you discussed a little earlier in the broadcast with Scott there. And I'm seeing people on the other end of the spectrum that have become ill and sick and diseased, and hear of the work that I've done, which is really just digging out the work that others have done, for the most part, and learning how to apply it. And we're seeing people with cancer, and their cancers are, according to their medical doctors and medical reports, they're ending up without cancer with large doses of whole food selenium and a hearty dose of silicon and chromium, again, from whole food sources, because that really makes a difference.
All right, we're coming up against a break here, but I'm going to hold both of you guys over because I want to make sure everybody knows how to change their lives for the better. And there's some phone numbers and websites I'm going to give you when we come back. Right now, I want you to go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts. They're absolutely free. My dear friend Scott Kennedy and Christopher Barr, stick with me here on this Halloween edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, curing cancer even more when we come back from this break.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas
when you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive
new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, Robert.
If you have an idea for a scary costume this Halloween, I want to hear it from you. I got something that's so frightening, you're just going to have to stand by. I mean, we might have to put the kids to bed before the end of the show. I'm going to tell you what that is, but you're going to have to stay with me. Right now, we're continuing on with my dear friend Scott Kennedy from SuperSeaVeg.com. Those of you who have not done so already, call him up at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. That's not the number?
No. Not 259.
That's us right now. That's us right now. No, I'm getting your number next. 800-893-8344. 800-89. No, no worries, Scott. I know you're excited too. 800-893-8344 for Super Sea Veg directly after the show's over. And of course, if you haven't already ordered, free ship is the code. Once you place your order, enter that. If you're ordering again, special just for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, enter the code RSB. You'll get free shipping. And we'll also talk about some of these other things. But again, I talked last week a little bit about the fact that they buried, you know, undone the tombs in Egypt, go into the mummies, thousands of years old, find no cancer. And they acknowledge now that it's a man-made disease, Scott.
Oh, it always was. And then, you know, and then we turn to the man. We turn to the man to heal us. And this is what, this is, you know, this makes me irate. If there's anything that I hate, it's this cancer industry. And a lot of these charities that say, oh, we're give money for a breast cancer awareness. We're never getting anywhere. Everybody's running and giving their energy, and that energy is turning into money. That money's going to the National Cancer Institute, the largest non-religious non-profit organization in the world. And what are we hearing? What are we hearing? I mean, it's 40 years ago, Nixon declares the war on cancer, and nothing's happened except eat right, exercise, and quit smoking. But that's $50 billion or $45 to $50 billion to say that. I mean, I could have said that for half a billion, and I would have taken a discount on that. But really, when we think about it, it all comes back to keeping ourselves healthy. What do they give us to regenerate with? Nothing. I mean, there's nothing. People have to see that the people that are the purveyors of this cancer are also in with the groups that I believe have caused it, and that's the chemical industry. And that's why you hear MDs, they're never, you listen to them, they'll never speak about toxicity. They don't even acknowledge any kind of detox program, because by doing so, they'd have to admit that chemicals in the environment are causing the problem. They want to hush-hush that. They want to call cancer some big bag boogie monster, and it's just your bad luck that, you know, one in two people are going to get it, and it's just a bad break for you. But all it is DNA mutation disease, and DNA is breaking up. As Chris said, it wants to repair itself, and it's going into this survival thing. Well, you know, we can repair our DNA, which are protein and amino acid strands, a lot easier than with their drugs and their chemotherapy. So this chemotherapy, the living kind, and that's the business I'm in, the daily chemotherapy of nutrients from the sea, and it's borne out with the facts. So, I mean, that's what we're doing. We're preventing cancer every day, I believe. At least we're preventing DNA mutation disease.
Yeah, exactly. And adaptation is, Chris Barr knows as well, in regards to survival, cells trying to survive. And we're going to be transforming the way we look at cancer, of course. We know here we can only go so far on the radio. But again, Scott, you are at 800-893-8344, 800-893-8344. Take down the number. A wonderful, wonderful man. And Chris, put the exclamation point on this thing. This is not a mystery, even though the so-called priestcraft of the Church of Biological Mysticism, government sanction, would like us to know, oh, it's a mystery, you don't know what to do.
Well, it's not a mystery at all to those of us that have actually looked at this and seen the nutritional undergirdings, but it's not surprising. What we have is propaganda masquerading as advice. You know, when you have the Susan G. Komen actually funded and founded by AstraZeneca to promote tamoxifen and mammography, you've got Dr. Otis Buffoon Brawley. Now, that's the same guy that is the HHS man back in 84, said 10 million in America were going to die of AIDS. 25 years later, we still don't have 10 million Americans dead of AIDS. And he's now in charge of one of the largest breast, actually, he's the head medical guy over at the American Charlatan Society. The American Cancer Society. And then you've got Dr. Peter Greenwald at the head of one of the largest breast research foundations. He's from the National Cancer Institute. Yep. And he boldly states, we don't recommend supplements. We don't recommend selenium. That was his response when presented with a selenium study that had the best results against cancer of any substance ever tested. That includes drugs, chemotherapy, medical procedures, herbs, nutrients, anything. And his response to that was, well, we don't recommend supplements.
Well, Chris, so, you know that his funding would dry up instantly should he actually recommend what we know to be true and factual and supported by the science even to reverse cancer. Cancer is much too big an industry. It's the spookiest, scariest industry. And you even mentioned the Komen Foundation. We're not indicting everybody participating. Many of them are just ignorant of the facts that the industry is not designed to cure it. It's designed to perpetuate it or else their jobs go bye-bye. And so there's an economic imperative to keep the disease bandwagon going.
Yeah, they certainly, most of the folks in supporting ACS or Susan G. Komen, they have no idea where their directive came from or what's really going on. And that's one of the hardest battles we fight is getting people's ears open and eyes open, because once their ears open and eyes open, then they can see. And, oh, I actually can deal with this problem instead of just being a survivor getting by barely
or
on some drug regimen.
Yes, exactly. Or awareness. It's awareness. Giving money so that what? So who can be aware? It's our awareness that's necessary. Save your money. You know, put it into good food.
Yes.
Put it into your children's life, into their lunch. And save your money. Don't give it to this big group that's out there somewhere that says, oh, we're going to raise awareness. We already are aware of cancer.
Yes.
You know, they've changed some of their monikers. It used to be, you know, Run for Breast Cancer. They tried that for a few years. I mean, they got so bold that they were giving money to breast cancer and neurolinguistics and words. So they've changed it back to awareness and these types of things. But don't give any money to those foundations. No one's getting cured. Give money to education, your own family, and the people around you, and take care of yourselves and yourselves is my message.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, amen. And once again, to reach Scott Kennedy during the week, 800-893-8344, 800-893-8344, and that is supersceveg.com. Christopher Barr, all your great writings also appear in the Crusader newspaper at healthtruthrevealed.com. We'll get more info out on that. And, of course, the Robert Scott Bell Show, which is where health, freedom, and liberty lives in the media. And look out in Baltimore. They're handing out tickets, fines, for distributing trans fats. We're not fans of big trans fats, believe me. But this is just getting ludicrous. If you need the police to fine you so you won't eat fat, it's their way of saving their aspirin, their bacon, that doesn't have trans fats, by the way, saturated fat, which is not unhealthy. We'll get to that more after the break as we talk about Monsanto's Mercury Madness when we come back, because the power to heal is yours. Thank you, guys. Be right back.
Robert Scott Bell Show.